Visiting means attend to, pay attention to, seek out, go to and stay with, or to come to in order to comfort. The word to is used there expressing motion in a direction beyond ourselves. There is an action and a reason in it. Along with visiting, here is another of God's attributes, hospitality. And wouldn't you know, visiting and hospitality go hand in hand. I find the Lord to be the most hospitable person in the universe. He is generous to all who come to His house. I think visiting and hospitality are something which has been missing from Christianity for a long time. As we all know, we can't be pals with only so many people at a time, which is really only a few, but somewhere, somehow, taking time to talk to people, to see them and let them know they aren't forgotten is important to happen. You know, you can't give away what you've got if you're not there to give it away. Do you visit? Are you hospitable? Or do you minister? And you have to say that with a big voice and draw the word out a little so it sounds very important to the listener. Minister. Telling each other about how we minister to others has a certain condescension about it, almost as if visiting and being hospitable wasn't important and elevating enough. Friend, check your attitude at the door, please. Think more about what is important to God rather than how can this situation prosper my own agenda. I find it interesting how many believers don't visit, but they will tell you they minister. Many times we are invited to minister, as it would be called in the old religious vernacular, meaning to contribute and attend to in the sense of lifting up, not condescending to. I find, more often than not, most of us who come to minister as opposed to visit, come to tell answers, often to questions which may not have been asked yet, if ever. A difficulty lies in that we assume people know the questions which cause our answers to make sense. We show up, we minister, people smile and nod and we leave, often much later retelling the story of the time when we began to minister. Jesus did indeed minister, which means He was a servant. He attended people. He assisted and comforted. He was patient and took His time with people. He visited. He was involved in the lives of people. He didn't just sell them His books and CD sets. He didn't make a market for Himself selling His DVDs, booking events where He could make money. He was involved with people's lives. He listened, He helped, He shared Himself with them, and encouraged them to share themselves with Him. How much of yourself do you share with God? 10? 20? 40? 80%? More? Really? How can you tell? If you were to ask God to reveal to you how much of yourself you give to Him, what do you think He'd say? What can you do to change that? In the early years of the church, the idea of giving money was partly for church leadership to propagate and support hospice, and not in the sense we have today, as in a place to go only for those in their last days. The early idea of hospice was for hospitality and making a safe place for visitors and travelers. In fact, visiting and hospitality were thought of as an absolute essential action and attitude if someone was going to be considered for leadership. Hospitality was one of a candidate's leading attributes to be assessed when being considered for a temple or church office. Saint Benedict wrote, "Let all guests that come be received like Christ Himself, for He will say, 'I was a stranger and you took me in,' and let fitting honor be shown to all, especially such as are of the household of the faith, and to wayfarers. When, therefore, a guest is announced, let him be met by the elders with all due kindness. Let them first pray together, and thus associate with one another in peace. Let the leadership pour water on the hands of the guests, and himself as well as the whole community wash their feet. Let special care be given to the reception of the poor and of wayfarers, because in these things, Christ is more truly welcomed." Notice, Benedict didn't suggest leadership delegate the lesser duties of pouring water and greeting guests to the lower downs, but as in the practice of humility for those elders in leadership. I hope I'm never too important to be humble and practice hospitality. Check your attitude at the door, please.